This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of early winter. It's the first week of the Pussy Willow cracking moon and the first week of the sun in Capricorn. Even as the cold deepens, the promises of the new year lie out before us in the names of the moons. Following the last days of December's silent cricket moon, the pussy willow cracking moon of January cracks the darkness of winter with occasional revelations of its soft catkins. At the end of January, the lambing and kidding moon starts the year for shepherds and goat herds, as most lambs and kids are born. Late February brings the broody hen moon, when hens often grow possessive of their eggs. March comes to a close with the hungry moon, the moon under which many pastures are still not rich enough to feed the hungry livestock. April introduces the cows switching their tails moon, when cows drive away the new flies in the field and barn. May's corn and soybean planting moon marks the major planting time for these commercial crops. And June's wheat and alfalfa cutting moon brings autumn's plantings, the harvest. In July, the sweet corn and tomato moon shines on all the garden's best vegetables. In August, the sheep and goat breeding moon begins the gestation time for sheep and goats that ends in February. The winter grain planting moon of September initiates the sowing of grains that develop through the winter. The corn and soybean harvest moon of October cuts the plantings of May. And under the November manger moon, farmers start to feed hay to their livestock as the pastures fade from the cold. And finally, the stell moon of December protects farm animals in stells, or shelters, against the snow and wind. And through all of this, our own steps, our own phases, could be named according to the world that we see. We see like moons guiding us in private seasons. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of deep winter. In the meantime, watch for the first pussy willows to crack in the thaws to come.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.